Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Secondary school teacher Enoch Burke has been jailed for the third time over his refusal to comply with a court order and stay away from Wilson's Hospital School in County Westmeath. The High Court ordered him to be committed again to Mountjoy Prison until he purges his contempt. Shane Phelan, legal affairs editor with the Irish Independent, was in court yesterday and he joins me on the line now. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Claire.
So, Shane, it sounds like another extraordinary day of evidence in this case relating to Enoch Burke. Will you tell us why he has been jailed again?
He's been jailed again because he refuses to comply with an order of the High Court, which requires him to stay away from Wilson's Hospital School in County Westmeath. Enoch Burke was a teacher of history and German at Wilson's Hospital until 2 years ago when he was suspended from the school. He had a disagreement with the school management at the time, and this related to a request that a child there be called by a new name and they, them pronouns. And Mr. Burke objected to this on religious grounds. There were a number of incidents where he publicly objected to this. This led to his suspension, and he was later then dismissed for misconduct by the school. Despite this, he continued to show up for work and insisted that he had a right to be there and to teach the children. And it is for breach of court orders restraining him from going to the school that he is being returned to prison for a third time.
And Shane, he has spent a considerable amount of time in prison and a decision was made by the courts to release him back in the summer. Now, what has happened since then? What has Enoch Burke been doing in recent weeks to prompt this latest decision by the courts to put him back in Mountjoy?
So, yeah, he was released at the end of June, and I suppose this coincided with the school being off. You know, there was no classes. But as soon as the school got back to work on August 22nd, Enoch Burke turned up. Indeed, the court heard that he walked into the middle of a meeting of teachers about transition year and had been turning up at the school in subsequent days as well, saying he was there to work. And the school said, look, that this was causing considerable disruption for them. They had considered hiring security to keep him out, but the board of management discounted this. They said that, you know, they didn't want to turn the school into a prison. So they said it was with great reluctance that they were coming back to the court and asking the court to again commit him to prison for breaching the High Court order to stay away.
So he actually went into the school, went into a meeting. But apart from that, what has he been doing? Standing outside in the way that we have seen him do in the past?
Yeah, he's been, I think it's been different things on different days. Sometimes he's been inside buildings, sometimes he's been outside.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you said there, they considered hiring security. They opted not to do that. Back in court then yesterday, and Enoch Burke said, as far as he's concerned, he's still on the payroll of Wilson's Hospital School. What is happening in that regard?
Yeah, so that would appear to be correct. So he has been dismissed, but there is an appeals process there, and his sacking has not been finalised. You know, he has a right of appeal. This involves a 3-person panel under the auspices of the Department of Education. Now, that appeal hasn't been heard yet, and the reason it hasn't been heard yet is because Enoch Burke took a High Court challenge to the composition of that tribunal. Mr. Burke's claim was rejected by the High Court. He has subsequently appealed that ruling to the Court of Appeal. And what this has done is basically it's held up that process. So the appeals panel that is going to consider his dismissal can't sit until the court process is finished. And we don't have a date yet for when the Court of Appeal will deal with those issues.
Now, we have become used to hearing about the court appearances of Enoch Burke and others in his family being disrupted by various members of that family. Was that the case yesterday again?
There were frequent interruptions by members of the family, particularly Enoch Burke's mother, Martina. And she was particularly exercised, I suppose, by a report that was written by a former principal of Wilson's Hospital. And this is a report which basically was the catalyst for Enoch Burke's suspension, and it detailed various incidents involving him. And she was imploring the judge who was there yesterday, Mr. Justice Michael Quinn, to read this report, and interjected on several occasions, asking him to do so. There was one period where she simply stood, you know, in the middle of the court holding this report aloft, and she accused the judge of being you know, afraid to read the report, and saying other judges had been afraid to do it, and she claimed the judge was working for the government, was a slave, and was no longer independent. Now, Mr. Justice Quinn responded, saying he understood that the report had already been considered in other parts of these proceedings along the way. Mrs. Burke's arguments there didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah,
but I suppose, unlike many previous hearings, no one was ejected yesterday.
Right, but Enoch Burke did say to Mr. Justice Quinn that the judge would answer to God for imprisoning someone for their religious beliefs. That's not why he's gone to jail, clearly. But there are issues emerging now, aren't there, Shane, with the laws around contempt of court?
It's a huge mess, really. I mean, the laws that are there around contempt of court, they're not adequate to deal with this type of situation where you have somebody who, you know, through their own convictions, cannot be coerced into complying with a court order. So for civil contempt, there are three options open to the court. You can imprison someone, you can levy fines, or there is what's known as sequestration of assets. So you deprive someone of their assets for a period of time. Two of these have been implemented so far, and the results are there. They did not coerce Enoch Burke. So imprisonment has not worked. He's been in jail now for just over 400 days. €700 daily fines were imposed on Enoch Burke, and we heard yesterday these fines were never collected, and there seems to be a difficulty in collecting the fines. Now, the explanation for this was simply that there was problems in terms of what the law has allowed. That if the architecture that's there for collecting fines is mainly based around fines in the context of criminal cases. So if someone has committed an offence, then there's ways and means of collecting these fines. But it was a different situation here, because Enoch Burke hasn't been convicted of an offence. Contempt is actually part of the civil law. So the school said, look, there's a difficulty in collecting the fines. So that didn't get anywhere. And the point was made, I suppose, by the barrister for the school that even if fines could be collected, the imposition of the fines wasn't a deterrent anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this issue with sequestration, which was previously ruled out by another judge. And we heard a little bit more about that. There was some submissions that the school had made to the court previously were read out. And these were legal submissions. And they said that sequestration appeared to be not to be available in cases of individuals as distinct from companies. And that it seemed unlikely that the temporary removal of assets would achieve compliance anyway.
OK, so for now, Enoch Burke is back in Mountjoy Prison. That's where we stand today.
Yeah, and there's absolutely no end in sight for this. Like, I don't think anybody knows what possible solution there could be to this. He's not backing down. The courts are limited in what they can do. Obviously, you can't have people going around defying orders of the High Court. That, you know, the High Court can't stand for that. But at the same time, you have this person in prison. Can the courts keep him there indefinitely? I don't know if that's tenable.
Shane, thanks very much for bringing us up to speed on that one. That's Shane Phelan, Legal Affairs Editor with the Irish Independent.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.